Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
37865.
Okay. 37865, and thank you for that information. And may I also have your first and last name, please?
Susan Davis.
Okay, D-A-V-I-S?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Davis. And one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Davis, for security purposes, please verify your address.
604 Horseshoe Lane, Seymour, Tennessee, 37865.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And I have gotten an account located, pardon me, that shows your name and address. And you are calling us about the Bytes Hub app, which
I'm sorry, the what?
It's called the Bytes Hub app. It is a meal app that provides you with, with recipe plans, excuse me, and meal guides to help you in eating and feeling better. It's the result.
No, I did not order that. That's why I'm calling to find out what this is. It was on my charge account. It came up, and I did not place an order for that.
Okay, before I get you transferred to fraud, it is the result of the customer completing a survey, entering a contest that shows that a mixer was the item that had been offered on the page. Do you remember a mixer?
I do remember that, but I did not put down that I wanted to purchase it or anything.
Okay, well, it looks like you completed the survey and accepted the offer. This was in the terms and conditions, and it is a monthly subscription for the $59.89. Helps you to count calories.
No, I never would have done that. Or I misread something, but I don't remember even putting in my information with my credit card number or anything for that.
Now, you can either take
the charge off and give me credit, or I'll call the bank and let them know what's going on.
Okay, well, on the recorded line, since we're a third-party call center, we have to review how it started, if you didn't remember how, or we would have to transfer you to the fraud department. But if
That's
you do
fine.
Remember the mixer... No, ma'am, I don't have to transfer you to fraud. If you remember the mixer, that's the explanation of how it started. So if you allow me a moment so that you can avoid a chargeback, we'll make sure to get it closed out. Do you mind holding?
Thank you. No, I don't mind at all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now with the cancellation, it does cancel all future charges. It shows that the transaction was done on the 22nd of April, so that stops the charges. There is no more subscription for the Bytes Hub app. And with... Okay, so it has been less than a week. Normally, with the charge, there is a $5 non-refundable fee for the setup, or however the offer is offered on the page. I would be able to refund $54.89.
Well, I think I should get the whole thing because I know I never signed up and put in any information about that. I don't know if you pulled it from my phone out of the air or what.
We don't even bill. But we'll refund you the $59.89. Please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back. You have a refund confirmation of
R-920-623-523-623-623-223-223.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rachel. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.